Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Royals starting pitching maybe isn't what it was in mid-April, early May. The problem continues to be the offense, and it's never not been the offense. I made this analogy earlier in the season. You're not beating teams consistently in the NFL 13-10, 10-7. That's not the way that it's built. The Royals, the only way that they've really shown they can consistently beat people is 2-1, 3-2. It's just really difficult to do on a night-in, night-out basis. And when you play teams like the Yankees, like they did this week, man, if you can't score 4, 5, 6 runs a night, you just don't have a chance of beating that kind of team. They got too many guys. They got Aaron Judge, and Stanton just came back from injury. They've got too many. You're not beating them like that. That's what the Royals tried to do in the postseason. And when the Yankees got to 4, that's just not really a game that the Royals are going to win. So I can only be so critical of the pitching when it is very obvious what their problem is, and it's their offense, and their offense just doesn't consistently give you a chance to win. I did notice something that JJ said. He mentioned a lot of positivity and the process. You guys are focused on the wrong P word. You guys need to be focused on production and productivity. That's what it's about at this point. You can talk to me about having a good attitude, and yes, having a good attitude is important. You guys are in a results-oriented business. Rob, you and I can come in here every day with good attitudes. We work in a ratings business. If you're in 13th place, they'll find somebody who can be productive and have a good attitude. That's how everybody's job works. So at some point, either it needs to be a potential turnover of the roster, or you got to start getting a new voice and try to get some of these guys back on track. I think we all agree for the most part that the Royals, they have some of the pieces offensively. You don't have the pieces offensively to be the best lineup in baseball, but you certainly have enough pieces to be, I don't know, 18th in scoring. You got enough pieces to be middle of the pack. They're 29th. Every team in the American League has scored more runs than they have. The Rockies have scored more runs than them, and the Rockies are on pace to lose 130 games this year. There's no reason for the Royals offense to be as bad as they've been this season, given the pieces that they have.
I think you have to ask the following question, and maybe we're saying the same thing, we're just saying it differently. Because the major problem between last year's Royals and this year's Royals is either A, all the hitters that were good last year are just having really bad luck. Bobby is worse. Vinny, while being better of late, is worse. Salvi is worse. Like, the guys they are relying on to be big boppers outside of Garcia have all taken a step back. So the question you got to ask is it A, just bad luck? Which I'm actually open to hearing that conversation because of their historically bad batting average with runners in scoring position. Like, it's almost comical how bad it is. Or they're all regressing at the exact same time. And if it's the second thing, if Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi all regressed in the exact same season, then someone needs to be held accountable. That's the P word I'm thinking about because you're right. It's productivity. And if the productivity is the lack of productivity is a product of, hey, just some dumb luck, then what the Royals are saying and preaching is correct. It's processed positivity. Eventually, luck changes. But if it's the product of, you know, something is wrong, then someone needs to be held accountable for the wrongness. And I'm not saying it's Q. I'm not saying it's JJ. I'm not demanding John Sherman sell the team. But much like Mizzou, and we use the analogy all the time on the show, I think it was 2022, 2023, Tennessee ran wild on them. The D-line coach got fired the next day.
Immediately.
If you can't hit and your batting average with runners in scoring position is comically low, unless you truly believe it's bad luck, someone has to be held accountable for the lack of productivity.
Yeah, and to me, and you tell me if you disagree, are we doing this because we think it makes a difference, or is it something that will simply make the fans happy? Because sometimes You got to do that in this business. Sometimes the mob is asking for you to give them something, so you got to give somebody away. And if it is the hitting coach, if it is one day you were driving and you get a notification from MLB.com that the Royals have fired their hitting coach and that makes you happy as a fan, good. But do we think that their problem is a hitting coach issue? I don't know if it's a hitting coach issue. Now, on the flip side, how many bats have they developed? How many guys can you say based on this hitting coach, oh, okay, I see. So that's a very fair point. But some of this, I think, was kind of obvious to see. All of us saw, hey, you guys need to go get an outfielder. Oh, well, we couldn't. I mean, we tried. We did our best. Okay, all right. Doesn't matter if you tried. You don't have it. You now need it. Their leading outfielder has 3 home runs. It's the middle of June. You have no pop in the outfield. Your best player is 15% worse than last year. Your catcher is starting to show signs of age for the first time. So, I mean, if we go back and we look at their opening day lineup, we thought that was a team that was going to score a lot of runs this year. So I hear what you're saying. And if the Royals fire their hitting coach, I'm certainly not going to feel bad for them. I mean, your team is 29th in runs scored. Your team is not productive offensively, and this is a big boy million-dollar-a-year job. You aren't good enough at it, so if they got rid of you. But I'm a big believer that this is a player issue. Either they don't have the right talent on this team, or guys are simply not executing. And if I'm looking at their lineup, it seems like it should be a lot better than what it is. You like their 1-6. This team is not just losing because of 7-8-9. No, this team is losing as a collective. This team is losing from start to finish. They scored 11 runs in their 6-game homestand.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.